Well, last year, the parks hosted more than 305 million visitors, breaking a record set just the year before. But most of the visitors were white. And the Park Service has been trying to get more minorities interested in the parks, as well as outside groups also trying to do the same thing. Latoya Dennis from Here and Now contributor Milwaukee Public Radio reports.
So there's this long-held stereotype that Black people, especially in the North, don't do the outdoors. There's no interest in hiking, water sports are out, and camping, forget about it. Cheryl Mitchell says her goal is to dispel these stereotypes.
I am Milwaukee area leader for Outdoor Afro.
Outdoor Afro is a national organization that connects Black people with nature, a connection Mitchell says runs deep.
Depending on where you think we come from, whether the great continent and the motherland, we were outside. We did our cooking outside, we lived outside, we fished, we swam. There's even Black surfers in Senegal, come on. We are connected, but we think we're not.
Mitchell says these days, a lot of Black people live in urban areas and aren't exposed to nature, but the goal is to plant a seed. By around 9 a.m. on a recent Saturday, 15 or so people met at the Menominee Valley Urban Ecology Center. Soon, they set off on a three-mile hike along the Hank Aaron Trail. 42-year-old Jamin Mahan says he doesn't spend much time outdoors, but vowed this year he would step outside his box.
Typically, you know, I'm calling up friends to hang out at some local bar or something. And when I say I'm outside my box, I'm like, I'm going to ride my bike more, go on longer trips instead of just down the block.
Mahan says he was born and raised in Milwaukee, but has never taken advantage of all the city has to offer. Trails and rivers and that huge body of water known as Lake Michigan.
It never seemed like an option for someone like me, inner city youth who grew up in Milwaukee kind of thing. And it just never seemed open to me. It always seemed like somebody else did it, and that somebody else never looked like me. So,
but concerns over being the only person of color hasn't stopped everyone. Alfonso Gardner says his first introduction to the great outdoors was through a YMCA summer camp as a kid. He also says his dad used to take him fishing. Gardner says if kids were more connected with nature, especially in urban areas, crime might not be as bad.
I think once they see something different, be out in the wild, they mind might start looking at things different.
Gardner says the key is to get kids interested young. While Gardner believes kids might benefit from nature, Outdoor Afro's Cheryl Mitchell says it's also important to recognize that depending on your age and where you were raised, the outdoors hasn't always been a safe place.
For some people from rural South, they are concerned about being safe outside, that there are, you know, kidnappings, lynchings, all those sorts of horrible experiences, so they're kind of afraid of going out by themselves.
Mitchell says Outdoor Afro is designed to get even people who are fearful outside, too. She says it goes back to the philosophy of there being safety in numbers. For Here and Now, I'm Latoya Dennis in Milwaukee.